flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Friday. Fridays are always fun, and we're always grateful that you're here with us to break down whatever's happening during the week, but also to put your feet up a little bit and move on into the weekend. Next week is National Lutheran Schools Week. Now, I'm the only one here that attended a Lutheran school. Is that correct? Yes.
Yes.
No Lutheran school background. I went to a Lutheran grade school in Edwardsville, a Lutheran high school I graduated from, Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville. I think they have an open house this weekend, too, if you're interested in checking out that high school. It's a wonderful, wonderful high school. I think a lot of Lutheran schools are having open houses probably on Sunday. But if you've ever been thinking about going to a Lutheran school to check it out, check the ones located near you. I think there are 37 or 38 Lutheran schools in the bi-state region. But we have National Lutheran Schools Week every year. When I was a kiddo, we always celebrated it around the first week of March. Now it's this week because it's also this coming week because it's also School Choice Week, National School Choice Week of some sort. So National Lutheran Schools Week has moved to sync up to that. So next week we are going to try. I've really stretched ourselves here, and I've said this before, but I'm very nervous about it because we're really kind of putting ourselves on the line to try to get this show on the road to establish a scholarship for kids around the area, Missouri and Illinois, to be able to benefit from an Annie Fry Show Lutheran school scholarship. And I reiterate, you do not need to be a Lutheran to go to a Lutheran school. I went to school with people who I don't know if they had much of a faith life, Catholics, Baptists, non-denominational, Presbyterians, Pentecostals. I remember being around all of them and getting to know more about them in the process of being in a place where Lutheran education is what is provided. But National Lutheran Schools Week is always a fun time for the schools. You have like spirit days. And so we on the Annie Fry Show next week are going to have some spirit days. And I am interested in what you guys think might be a good example of a spirit day that you'd like to participate in. There can be like hat day or career day or like school color days. I don't know. Maybe our colors are red, white, and blue or something like that. Any thoughts on what fun idea for Spirit Day? Also, if you have suggestions as well, hit us up on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Thoughts?
Well, I thought it might be fun to do a not just patriotic day, but like gaudy patriotic day. Like go
like
big.
Like America Day.
Every piece of America flair you could possibly
put on
yourself.
Yeah,
you didn't suggest that in the text message.
Well, I said patriotic.
Sandbagging a little bit here.
But I thought, you know what I'll do? I'll be a radio professional. I'll save it for air.
We have some of the best conversations before the show, and then it's like, God dang it, we wasted it. Now we're the only ones who know. That's an interesting one. Brad, do you have any good suggestions of things that you think we should do?
Yeah, a couple of the ones that I thought of were like meme day, where you dress up as your favorite meme character, or just a character day where you dress up as your favorite character, be it movie or book or TV show.
Captain Planet on our YouTube says, dress up Wiggins as First Lady Trump. He'd be the second man on the show to dress up as Melania.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brad
bar's pretty high
that.
There.
Yep. So
I think you could pull it off.
I think Brad should just carry the torch. Just keep doing it.
You're going to reprise Mary Todd Lincoln.
And you can dress up as any First Lady.
First Lady Day.
I would have to have a list of meme characters. I don't know that I know meme characters.
I don't really either.
What do you mean by that?
Well, there's what was the kid, the success kid who was actually, it was a picture of a little kid eating dirt.
How do you dress up like that?
Well, he has a very distinct look. And
eat some Oreos in a messy fashion.
Stuff like that, okay. Yeah. There
success
is,
kid?
Yeah.
But people are going to get on the stream and go, oh, look, Brad's dressed up as success kid from the meme.
They might. Or you could dress up as a meme in general, but sometimes that requires a little more costuming. Like,
I don't think that Ryan and I are cool enough.
No.
But if you did character day, meme character, you could be a meme and we could be like Mickey and Minnie.
Yeah. I'll be, hey, look, I'm Kevin O'Leary. Yeah.
Mr. Average.
Hey, look, average. How about we all dress up as people from Shark Tank?
Or Fox News.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Fox News Day.
Favorite
Fox, man.
Fox News Day.
I already know who I dress up for.
Who's that?
Neil Cavuto. Oh, wait.
I'd show up as Nate Foy.
Nate Foy?
Yeah.
There you go. Who's your Fox? Who's your favorite? Who could we dress up as on Fox News that would be obvious? I mean, you're kind of Greg Gutfeld right now in your sweater.
Yeah. Yeah, I could be Gutfeld.
You have his autograph.
That's the coolest thing. I was going to tweet about you guys getting me the signatures on my own book of the whole Gutfeld staff.
And people didn't know this. We sent off, I bought Ryan's book. I did buy it and bought it before Christmas. And then Brad sent it to Joe DeVito at Fox News. And Joe DeVito had the crew of the Gutfeld show sign it. And then he sent it back and we gave it to him like a week ago.
Like, so it's my book with the entire staff and writing staff, like on air, everybody.
Gutfeld,
of the number one late night TV show.
Yeah.
That is just crazy.
Gutfeld, Timpf, DeVito,
Tyrus.
Emily
Campagno. Emily
Campagno, yeah.
Joe Mackey and Joe DeVito.
Very cool.
I might be missing somebody else. I think that's everybody. But I'm trying to craft like the perfect tweet before I put it out because I want to thank everybody for signing it and you guys. And
what if you dressed up like Tyrus?
I could do that. I pretty much just put my hat backwards.
I've got a chain for you.
And a chain.
Use.
Yeah, maybe. I might be able to do that.
We might be able to muster up a X conversation with Tyrus.
I think I know where that conversation goes, and it's that I'm not quite as strong as him.
This is just your carbon copy.
I think. Yeah, you put them together and say, which one's Tyrus? Me or the real Tyrus?
It was
Tyrus?
Fox News Day on the Annie Fry Show.
Can you guess who Ryan is?
That's either going to launch us into the top tier of Fox News attention.
Right.
Or permanently relegate us to never getting a guest again from them.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear which way that'll go.
It's a high risk, high reward.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
What other days could we do Fox News Day? I've written it down. We'll decide what they are this weekend. Any other suggestions?
Ethan, do you have any more?
I like Hat Day.
Yeah, I like Hat Day too.
I'm also a big fan of just, you know, wear sweats to work day.
PJ Day?
Big advocate for that one.
What's wrong with that?
It was a joke because I do that every day.
Yeah,
guys.
Why is Brad vomiting on the board?
Because
right now?
Remember when he absolutely slaughtered me on air talking about
how trashy you are.
The younger generation, all they do is wear sweats. They're so unprofessional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
show feels like Walmart.
Love you, Brett.
Certainly not Target.
It was so mean.
Right. I know.
It's not classy athlete.
I walk in here classy. Sometimes and I walk into Y98 and I'm like, this feels like Deerberg's. I'm walking in here and I'm like,
when do you walk into Y98?
When they're off. I just play with the buttons. Nobody's in there. This feels like Deerberg. I can just press buttons. I don't know what that means.
To get back on track, Annie.
Thank you.
I think that a duo day would be a good one where like
twinsies?
We go like, yeah, twin day, something like that. Or like each of us, you know, partner up and we have a theme or something.
Who's going to be partners with whom?
I don't know. You're the show host.
Do you have to be a set of twins? Like, do you
have to be
Mary-Kate and Ashley?
You don't have to be twins. Like, for example,
have to be them.
Like a Batman and Robin?
Yeah,
duo?
Something like that. Or like, you know, one
or
that
like sister,
around,
sister.
Like Squints and Wendy Peppercorn's a popular duo that you see like around Halloween or like, you know.
As long as I can be Squints.
Or
Ryan?
Or like Michael Scott and Dwight Schrute, stuff like that, I'm thinking. Those kinds of duos, not actual twins.
What about worst shirt you own day?
How are you going to pick?
I've got one. It's the worst shirt I own.
I know it.
No, you've never seen it. Nobody on this show. Actually, I don't know that anybody ever has ever seen this shirt. I bought it at a flea market once because I was like, wow.
I can think of three shirts that you own that are the worst shirt you own. No. They're all tied for worst.
No, they're not, because the ones you've seen, this one's worse.
I'm thinking the one that looks like a carpet at a bowling alley. That one.
It has pipes and moons on it. I just watched the YouTube short on it.
That one's the not Dan worst. Flash's it's shirt? From Dan Flash's.
Nobody and knows that what that means.
That's an expensive shirt.
It's so. Not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's $39.99 on Amazon right now.
It's the designs,
well, that's probably
right?
A knockoff.
And it's where you got
this
it.
This is a real Dan Flash shirt.
You got it as a gift from somebody who bought it on Amazon.
He is a wealthy, wealthy dentist who bought that for
he's
me.
He's probably wealthy because he's cheap.
So
also a great dentist.
He got it in Las Vegas at a store.
Are you trying to help your cause or my cause?
Dan Flash's, or it's something like Dan Flash's. I don't know which. But
what
I know
about
that
the sweater
really
you wore
good.
To my Lincoln Day dinner?
That's the other one. Then this one's worse than both of those.
What about the peach shirt that you said you still have but won't wear anymore because you look nude on the YouTube chat?
Oh yeah, that does. The camera just does not love me in that peach shirt.
I think the people do.
The people think it's great. They have a great time, but it's at my expense, and I won't do it anymore.
Unlike the rest of the show.
Yeah, I'm fully in control of the content the rest of the time. This shirt, I'm not kidding. I bought this probably 5 or 10 years ago at a flea market because I'm like, wow, that is an attempt at somebody making a really nice sweater and failing so badly that I had to buy it. And I've never worn it because I thought there's got to be an occasion for this thing. And I bought it, and it's still in my closet. I've never worn it. And if we do this, I will do that. But then you guys have to have a worse shirt, too. You're the worst thing you own.
Can't borrow one of yours?
Yeah, you can.
Let's just wear your clothes.
We can just do my clothes
I'll wear
day.
Your sweater. You've worn my clothes on the show before.
Yeah, I have.
I think I wore your shirt that day, too.
So we can just do, I'll just bring in. I get to dress you day. That's one right there. You know that's a good idea.
And then the next day I get to dress you. I'm having you looking so good.
That one's not that great. If you're gonna make it where I really look dapper, then yes. But I get to do the opposite and make you look awful.
Prom day?
I don't really know what to wear.
Yeah, dress your best?
I feel like I'd have to rent a tuxedo for that.
I think I have a tuxedo, so I guess I could wear that.
Does it fit you?
It's a little loose.
Loose?
Yeah.
Good for you.
If it's a little tight, that'd be even better, but...
It's just a little big on me, which is also kind of funny.
Well, it's all for National Lutheran Schools Week, and National Lutheran Schools Week is next week. Here's the deal. If you go to lesastl.org/Annie, lesastl.org/Annie, you can go directly to donate to creating a scholarship for kids. We get nothing out of this. It's just something we're trying to do as a show to get word out, to help kids enjoy school choice and to be able to provide them. I've had multiple conversations with people since we've been talking about this who didn't know that this type of financial assistance was available. We're trying to expand it. And, you know, we've talked about this a lot, and I'm seeing specific to Donald Trump in North Carolina today. He was there with, is it Franklin Graham? Is the one who's there with him, Samaritan's Purse, and talking about how much work that they have done. There's so much that can be done to help very obvious problems that exist that don't require the government to show up. And that's where conservatives really need to put their money where their mouth is, even if it's if you've got $10 to give. If you've got $1,000 to give to make sure a kid can get an alternative education, I'm asking you to do that today. If you're somebody who has been blessed beyond measure and understands the value of a Lutheran education and you can make a big donation, I'll give you a shout out on the air too. I'd be happy to do that. If you go to Lisa with an E, lesastl.org/Annie, you can make this a possibility. We need to get to $15,000. And I'm really hoping that we as an audience can put this together and make this a possibility so that kids can have a choice. A reasonable choice. And I'm also here to tell you that Lutheran education is way more affordable than you think it's going to be. A lot of people think it's out of reach. It's not. And if you have financial barriers that are stopping you from even having the conversation, set that aside right now. Reach out to Lisa, L-E-S-A, STL.org/Annie to find out more information and see how it's accessible to you. So this is speaking to the people who might need this type of assistance, but also, excuse me, imploring upon anybody who's listening right now who knows about Lutheran education, understands the value of it, to please consider making a donation of whatever you feel blessed to be able to give to lesastl.org/Annie. Next week, we'll be celebrating National Lutheran Schools Week all week. I think we'll probably potentially do the special days in the 2 o'clock hour. I think that will be the key in on when we bring the heat, so to speak.
Yeah, sounds good. It's really, I mean, all pretense aside, that this is a great cause to be associated with. I love that we are promoting and helping kids to be in Christian education, Lutheran education. That is just a really, real. That's very close to my heart. I know it is yours, yeah. Why you're doing it, but it's close to mine too, and I know Brad's too. So,
oh, for sure.
All right. Well, lesastl.org/Annie. We're trying to get a really strong showing leading into the week where we're trying to target the $15,000 mark. It's a huge goal. They were thinking it would maybe. I think at first they said $5,000, and I was like, well, tell me like what we can do here. And they said, well, if you get to 15, we can get a match that adds the extra 10,000 to get it endowed and everything. And I'm like, well, maybe that should be our goal. I hope we can do it. And I think we can. With your help, lesastl.org/Annie. All right. When we come back, let's get back to some fun news of the day. It's Friday. We're happy that it is. The YouTube live chat poll is, what's been your favorite Trump action so far? Is it the pardons, the border security, transparency, and the disclosures that the Trump administration has been implementing, or the ending of DEI? Let us know what your favorite is by voting on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. Leave us a comment. You can let us know there why you voted the way you did. And we'll feature some of those on the show here before we wrap it up. We'll be right back.
Brighter than the sun.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back to the Andy Fry Show. You guys are talking about all your filthy video games that these songs are on.
Well, I wasn't, but Brad and Ethan were.
I used to play Grand Theft Auto. Is that what you said?
GTA
it was on?
5, yeah.
It's on one of the... GTA 5.
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, I worked that out. I thought you said GTO, but that's the car.
Yep. She knows, man. She's on it.
What does Pontiac stand for? P-O-N-T.
Man, I was going to try to come up with a clever guy.
It's long. It's too long.
I played Grand Theft Auto on a PS2.
What does that stand for?
PlayStation.
So it was the sequel to
Back in the Hamill days, and it was when we couldn't afford to have cable or any type of satellite or whatever it was at the time, or the streaming. I don't even think streaming existed.
Our generation's stories are so weird.
I know, you got to explain so much.
Back in my day, I couldn't even afford cable, but we all had the PlayStation 2.
We had a house phone, but we had no internet, and we had no TV. So yeah. We could watch DVDs. I remember when, Netflix was always streaming. What was the initial? It was Blockbuster. No. Blockbuster was the first entity to send out, like, you could subscribe to have DVDs sent to your house.
Well, Netflix did that too.
They did it too, but with streaming. Because it was internet flicks.
No,
Netflix.
At first, when it first started. At first, it was no internet. It was just DVDs in the mail.
So we did Blockbuster. We did a Blockbuster subscription, and you could have three DVDs out. And then they added in the fact, instead of just putting them in the mail to send them back to get your next selection, then they made it so that you could have three DVDs out at any given time, and then you could take your DVD to Blockbuster and return it there and get a rental in-store.
Oh, yeah. That was the stuff.
Yes. And we did that all the time. That's how we watched Lost.
Yeah. Yeah, full seasons of shows.
That was a whole brand new concept that you could go back and get them. But we didn't... Gosh, we were so broke at that stage in our life. Jared went back to school to become a teacher. He had a TV radio degree. He and I went through mass communication school together, graduated with that degree. He went back to finish his history degree to get his teaching certification. We graduated college in August of 2006, bought a house, got married in September of 2007. So we graduated, let's see, we graduated college in the summer of 06, got engaged in January. Oh, it might have been around this time. I don't know what the date is. Am I supposed to know that date? Do you know the date you got engaged on?
Yeah, I do. March 15th.
Yeah, August 12th.
I hope Jared doesn't remember. Oh. Yeah, sorry. It was January. It was cold. I could figure it out. I'd have to go back and look at a calendar, I think. In 2007, got married in September of 2007, closed on a house at the end of July. It took us 3 months to be able to make the house livable. I think we were one of the very few people in 2007 that bought a house we could afford. And the house we could afford had previously had 50 cats in it and needed to be restored to a significant level before we could even move into it.
First thing I would have done is get rid of the cats.
They were so cute. Actually, there were no cats in the house. There were no cats in the house when we bought it, except for one, which we found when we had to replace the HVAC system, because they called my husband and was like, "Do you have a cat?" And my husband was like, "No." And they're like, "Oh, good, because there's a dead cat in your furnace."
Ooh, in the furnace.
Yeah.
Gross.
Well, if you have 50, you know,
miss one.
Yeah, you're not going to miss one as much.
They had the house. I mean, we bought it from an estate, and the house was... They had the window propped open and cat food and stuff like open in the basement, like the window that goes into the basement. They had like facilitated them to come in and get food still.
Mm.
It was not great, but affordable for us because that's all we could afford.
How long did it take to get the smell out?
3 months. I mean, I don't know what kind of meth we were making in there, but if it was a chemical, I was throwing it on the floors. It's probably not code. It's too late now. But they removed.
You probably really liked Lost on all those chemicals.
Yeah, it was such a trip.
You're like, wow.
I was cheering
A polar bear doing there?
Yeah.
I don't know. Smoke monster.
We had to rip out all of the baseboards in the house because they smelled like cat pee. They had taken out all the flooring, the carpeting, and everything. So that eliminated, with the flooring removal, quite a bit. But it was still like soaked into the floor. So we had to do a bunch of removal, sand it down and everything. And we got it. We turned it into a really nice little house. The house is worth... I think we spent like $70,000 or something like that on the house. That's what we bought it for. And stupid market prices of houses right now, it's like $180,000. Wow. I think we sold it for about $118,000 or something like that. And it turned it into a really nice little house for us and a nice home for our family. At the time when we moved out, we had two kids and I was like 6 weeks pregnant with Evelyn. But we didn't put baseboards in our house for years because we couldn't afford them. It's crazy to think back on how when you start out, you were saying that they were joking about, you know, you just got married here this past summer about being broke. Like when I think back about how broke we were when we got married, I don't even understand it. And the income that we have now is we're both gainfully employed. We've both got good jobs. We've got four kids. It's not like it's easy. Like I would not be able to, if I would have known. My son was born in December of 2009. If 2012, when we had two kids and we were living in this house, if I would have known the income level that we have now compared to what we were making then before my husband got his first full-time teaching job, and also still the burden of cost of a house that's bigger, of four children, of a child that's, we're paying tuition for a Lutheran high school. We're paying tuition for two kids in a Lutheran grade school. We're paying for our three-year-old to have childcare in the process. Like, it's not like it got super, super easy, even though the income went up. When I listened to earlier in the show, J.D. Vance talking about being a place, being a country again. He was at the March for Life, being a country again where people want to have babies. People want to have families. People want to, they want to have a culture in this country where families are celebrated. That makes me really happy because I have literally heard people say, oh, I don't know about having kids. They just cost so much. And I think to myself, that's not the reason to not have kids.
It's also, it just feels so much more hopeful. And I don't want to attribute all that to
politics.
That's
a good word for it.
But it's, if you are talking about raising a family and trying to make a difference and, you know, going out there, especially as a guy, I don't know if this is a girl thing too, but go out there and make your mark on the world. You know, you can do this. You can have a family. You can do it, you know. It's inspiring. And to hear that from a leader, political leader, sure, but a leader. Saying that, there's been this culture change that we've all been talking about. It just feels good. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to hear that.
I'll speak to the female part about having it all. Having it all is a lie. You can't have it all because having it all is defined by somebody else. I have four children whom I love more than life itself. I would give everything up for them without even a thought in my mind and a moment to consider it. That is biological in my system. For me, I thought when I had my son that I would want to stay at home and I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. It was really hard to go back from my maternity leave with my son. I started a web design business. It was 2009, 2010, so it was a different time in web design, but being able to create business card websites for people, I started to do that and I was trying to do it so I could stay at home. Went back to work, realized I really love my job and I love the people who I work with and I love what I got to do here at 97.1. Loved every bit of it. And then I realized I liked that too. And it was challenging to try to weigh together the pressures that I felt as a new mom with also the desire that I had to have a career. And there's this constant push and pull from especially influencers online. There's this like big cat slap fight that takes place among women about, yeah, I mean, how many times do you see an article? It's like, what's the salary of a housewife? And then they tell you that like the salary is like $275,000.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I still have to help do? Laundry, cleaning, cooking, food providing, child care. You know, I still have to do all of those things because I work. Everybody's always trying to quantify things. And it's really not helpful when we're talking about having it all. We come from a time where men worked and women stayed home. Men, you have the pressure of providing financially for your whole family. That's on you as a man. That's where we came from. Women, you have the responsibility to raise children. You have the responsibility to provide meals for them, to keep a clean house for them, to provide a comfortable environment for the man to come home in after he's worked his tail off to provide for the family. That's where we came from. We're not there anymore. And true feminism is the idea that I, as a woman, could choose how I want to do that for myself and for my family in a situation that fits my family best. Feminism is not me going to work. Feminism is not me coming in and being the breadwinner for my family. If that's not what I want, which also means that if my best friend decides, yes, I have a college degree and I want to stay home and raise my kids, that no single individual looks at her and says, you're wasting all of that time you spend in school. True feminism dictates that if she says what's best for my family and for me is I stay home and I raise my kids, I bring them up, I'm there with them, then she should have the right to do that. And in the midst of like all of this postmodern feminism, which isn't at all about uplifting women, it's just about trashing men and pulling them down so that women, it's just exactly, ironically, the same thing that Mean Girls in junior high do. You just try to squash people who you see as a threat. It's not about elevating people. Like, when you've really grown up as a female, I don't think men do this the same, maybe I'm wrong, but when you've really matured as a female, you realize you don't need anybody to be put down in order for you to feel good about yourself, to be accomplished, to be successful. Your success requires no person's failure. Junior high girls don't understand that, and postmodern feminists don't understand that. The whole intention behind postmodern feminism is to get back at men. And it's ruined the entire idea of family, of loyalty to spouse. You don't even have to enter kids into it. The idea that you would get married to one person and make a promise that's bigger than yourself is a self-sacrificial thing that you should enter in that makes, lays the groundwork for the future of society. And we've completely denigrated the idea of marriage, a commitment between two people who love each other and are willing to push through difficult things and not quit when things get difficult. We've completely ruined that. The idea of raising children in warm, loving homes and prioritizing, like, you know, have you seen people talk about, like, oh, it costs this much to raise a child. It's like $600,000 to raise a child through. And then you got four kids and then you're doing the math and you're like, I don't want to do that. And then you see these people who are like, this is what I get to do with my child free time. And then they start talking about how they basically get to do what they want to do all of the time. And I see that. And when you're celebrating that, in comparison to people who have children, you're thinking that people who have children all the time only want to do things for themselves. It's apples and oranges. You cannot compare the two. If you choose to live a childless life, okay, that's fine. In America, in a free society, you should be able to do that. But there's a really concerted effort that I think we might be getting past where the idea of having to give of yourself so much so you're going to raise kids is just completely unattractive and completely unsupported in modern day culture. We need to move away from that.
Just like most things, we've only talked about the alternative view for so long that you forget that the traditional view exists. And for somebody to finally come out and just go, like Vance did in the beginning of the 1 o'clock hour, and just say, we want to have more babies in America.
Yes.
You know, we want families. We want you to be able to raise a family. We want to make it affordable for you. We want to work on some child tax credits, some, you know, the political aspect too. But it was really just an inspiring speech that was talking about a traditional viewpoint. And we just don't ever talk about that anymore because we think we got to be so sensitive and talk about all the other ways that you could live your life to the point of never talking about the original one.
Yeah. It's good to hear people reclaiming the presence of the traditional way of things in the conversation. It doesn't supersede any other conversation, but the actual ability to welcome back in traditional values as part of the conversation. Very, very exciting to be able to do that. Quick break. When we come back, we'll get the results of today's YouTube live chat poll with Ethan. What's been your favorite Trump action so far? Pardons, border security, transparency and disclosures, ending DEI. Which is your favorite and why? You can leave your comment on the Annie Fry YouTube channel right after you vote. Located right there in the live chat. Kate said DEI because the border was a gimme. DEI was a wonderful bonus. What do you think? Annie Fry YouTube channel for the results. We'll get those when we come back.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for being with us on a Friday afternoon. Happy near weekend. It's 2:47. You're mailing everything in from here anyway. Right, Ryan?
Didn't even hear that. What's that?
Checks out. So on brand.
We have a YouTube live chat poll. You can get your vote in here real quick before we wrap the show. What's been your favorite Trump action so far? Pardons, border security, transparency and disclosures, ending DEI. Go get your vote in. We will get the results with Ethan here in about 10 minutes from now, just a little bit short of 10 minutes. We got a few questions that we didn't get to in our next question segment where we do Ask Us Anything thoughts from you. So let's rapid fire and get through all of these if we can. And I'll start with Captain Planets. Ask me anything. Would you be okay with Trump sending Russia Dr. Fauci over crimes to end the war? That's actually been discussed. I don't know about in any actual particular official capacity, but that Russia would like to have some conversations with Fauci Should we extradite him?
I'd be okay with Russia having conversations with Dr. Fauci. I think he'd want to do it by Zoom.
Would you like to Zoom him over there in a plane?
It's hard to say no. You know, I really want to. I want to do that. I want to talk to all the people in Wuhan. You know, everybody associated should really be able to travel around and make their case to everybody. So yeah, I'll say yes.
Brad,
I'm going to be a yes on this one.
You send him to Russia.
Send him over there. Answer for it.
Let
You're
him
so
sort
confident.
It out.
Yeah, and that ends the war. People stop dying.
Russell asked. Ask me anything. Annie, how is Winnie doing? She's great. She went to the vet Monday and said the picture of perfect health.
Sweet girl, Winnie.
Winnie and Rosie, my big fluff ball Australian Shepherd who needs to get herself groomed here. I wish she'd make that appointment and get that taken care of. She still asks us to do that.
The dog?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They share food bowls and water bowls, which is really big.
Yeah.
That Rosie lets Winnie come in and just eat out of the same bowl she's in. So I think... They're best buds. Oh,
that's
so
very
cute.
The real question should be, when are you going to be bringing Winnie back in?
That is a good question. She's bigger. She's not big. I mean, she still cuddle up and sit on your lap. Are you ready for that?
Am I ready for that?
Yeah. Can you?
Who do you think I am? I was born ready for this.
I think you're Winnie's godfather. Didn't
yeah,
we establish?
I am.
That's right. Okay. Well.
Here's how you sneak Winnie in. You bring Rosie in, just let her run. And then while everybody's going,
dog
whoa,
just
what
got
the world?
Let in
then you
here.
Sneak in with Winnie.
Right now, she's just a big black puff.
Mm-hmm.
She's so fluffy. We had to, well, she had her last grooming appointment was when the snowstorm hit. So it got canceled. And so now she's just fluffing out everywhere.
That's my story, too.
Yeah, it's the same problem, the winter storm.
With your facial hair or the leg hair or like with what?
Just general
don't
grooming.
Ask questions you don't want answers to. RSG asked this one. This one's for you, Ryan. Where do babies come from?
Storks.
Okay.
Rapid fire.
Yeah, storks. Well, when one stork loves another stork very much. They
Brad
go
Ethan?
Into a room.
Silence.
Together.
Timothy says, Annie, what's your stance on corporal punishment in schools and at home? Nobody better ever lay a hand on my child in a school. That's bar none.
Yeah, the generation that I grew up in was right on the borderline where this was still acceptable.
There was a paddle in the principal's office when I was a youngin.
Yep,
I never experienced it, but I know it was there.
Me too. And
you experienced it
at that? No, but it was there, and I always thought like, well, that seems kind of rude, but. My parents supported it.
Violent.
You know, they're like, no, hey, you got to stay in line or just get the paddle.
I bet you they liked the presence of the paddle and the knowledge of it in their child's head, but I don't know that they would have loved them using it on you. You think they would have?
No, I don't think so. I think now, instead of having that kind, like the old, like the big wide ping pong paddle or whatever it was, now we should threaten kids with the defibrillator paddle.
What?
This
is
like,
terrible.
Don't you get out of line. Yeah. I'll pull out
I'll
the
give
paddles.
You an arrhythmia. Yeah.
This is a terrible idea.
Oh, my God. Holy moly. I was not prepared for that.
No, I...
They still have paddles in schools.
Corporal punishment in the home, we don't do that. Haven't needed to do that. Granted, if you think that corporal punishment is me slapping my kid's hand when they're about to touch a hot stove, I'm going to do that and make sure that they understand that lesson without having to learn that lesson the hard way. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I hate it when the nuns slapped your hand with a ruler, especially since I didn't go to a Catholic school.
They just walked down the street and whacked it.
Maybe and them you nuns were straightened up.
Listen, I went to Catholic school and the nuns terrified me.
Did
and
they?
And they didn't do any of the ruler slapping.
Corporal punishment in schools and at home?
I didn't have it at school. I got it at home every now and then.
But what about now?
I think it really just depends on how bad of a behavior it is and what I'm trying to correct.
Brad gets paddled all the time now.
Jeez, Ryan. Told you that in confidence.
Gosh, I looked at a tweet for just the wrong 3 seconds.
Yeah, you were
came
gone.
Into that one a little late.
You were gone.
I'm looking at people's tweets to me to tell me what grills we should buy. I'm talking about my teeth. Ethan?
Or a car.
She's going to blow up and act like she don't know nobody.
I got spanked every other day growing up. I was a bad child. And
look at you now. Good job, Mom and Dad.
Yeah, they would.
He's a freaking AD.
Yeah, something like that. And
did he paddle you and go, I'm the freaking AD to be.
Yeah, I'm going to be a freaking AD someday.
You're going to learn. You're going to learn that's true.
Do you think if you have kiddos that you would subscribe to the SWAT every once in a while?
Absolutely. If my kid's being bad, he's going to get spanked.
Oh, my gosh.
Ethan, could you take care of Ryan?
My oldest? No, absolutely not. That is HR. My twins, we would spank them a little bit when they were young, and they would get right in line. Oh, okay. They were really afraid of it. My 7-year-old, when he was a kid...
Bring it on. Spank me.
Yeah, I'd spank him, and he'd be like, all right, that was all right. Like he was just kind of like risk management.
Like, Bobo.
Yeah, I can take that.
Next question here from Bobo. What's something you admire and something that annoys you about the person to your right?
Oh, that's so loaded.
He hates my outfit choices.
We should do like Brady Bunch, though. Right,
Ethan's
on the screen.
Like, we'll just do the annoying part. You have to point up, yeah, to me.
Yeah.
Great radio.
Ryan is to my right. Something that annoys me. Let's see here. I gotta be thoughtful about this. We only got 2 minutes left. Something that I'm gonna go quickly. Something you admire is his commitment to the bit. Something that annoys me is his commitment to the bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's magic, I'll tell you that.
For me, it's Ethan then, and I would say Ethan, I really like that you don't just say the same thing twice. I admire that about you, and try to spin it as both a positive and a negative.
Feels personal.
And then the thing that I don't like about you is
so
your
committed.
Shirts.
Ethan?
Makes two of you in here, I guess. What I admire about Brad is exactly what I said the other day. He is the backbone of this show, just getting a lot done behind the scenes. And what annoys me is his thoughts on my outfit choices.
Gallbladder, anything to say?
Are you calling me gallbladder?
Yes.
Looks like you knew. Brad?
You were looking at me.
So something that I admire about Annie is her, as a parent, she is a great parent.
As a parent!
She is a great parent.
He just said that earlier. He said he hates when people do that.
That's something. Thank you. That's a nice compliment, by the way. Is that what annoys you about me, too?
So what annoys me about Annie is her just continuous use of the word dramatically.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm trying so hard to stop, and every time you'll hear me.
Stop being so dramatic about
somebody
it.
Somebody emailed me and says, Annie, we time on the show how long it takes you to say dramatically. So now I've been doing it, and it's usually about 6 minutes. I didn't know.
It's fun, though, because every time you do it now,
I'm like,
you might not hear it, but she like winces in the
so
studio.
Here's my new one, theatrically. Ethan, results to today's YouTube live chat poll.
269 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll, which asks, what has been your favorite Trump action so far? We'll go last to first. 9% pardons.
Wow.
Transparency and disclosures, 14%.
No kidding.
Ending DEI, 17%. And getting
my vote.
An overwhelming win today for border security, 60%.
Wow. Thank you all for showing up. I, after thinking about it, the border security is the real immediate action that was needed. And you said it best. Yes, last week at this time, Biden was still the president. All of these things happening because we got the right guy back in the Oval Office. Thank you for being with us. AnnieFryShow.com/podcast. Stream us on the Odyssey app and keep it here.